Spider's Web by Agatha Christie. Adapted by Charles Osborne. Read by Hugh Fraser. Copleston Court, the elegant 18th-century country home of Henry and Clarissa Hailsham Brown, set in gently undulating hilly country in Kent, looked handsome even at the close of a rainy March afternoon. In the tastefully furnished ground-floor drawing-room, with French windows onto the garden, two men stood near a console table, on which there was a tray with three glasses of port, each marked with a sticky label, 1, 2, and 3. Also on the table was a pencil and a sheet of paper. Sir Roland Delahaye, a distinguished-looking man in his early 50s, with a charming and cultivated manner, seated himself on the arm of a comfortable chair and allowed his companion to blindfold him. Hugo Birch, a man of about 60 and inclined to be somewhat irascible in manner, then placed in Sir Roland's hand one of the glasses from the table. Sir Roland sipped, considered for a moment, then said, "I should think, yes. Definitely, yes. This is the Dow 42. Hugo replaced the glass on the table, murmuring, "Dow 42, made a note on the paper, and handed over the next glass. Again Sir Roland sipped the wine. He paused, took another sip, and then nodded affirmatively. "Ah, yes," he declared with conviction. "Now this is a very fine port indeed." He took another sip. "No doubt about it. Coburn 27. He handed the glass back to Hugo as he continued, "Fancy Clarissa wasting a bottle of Coburn 27 on a silly experiment like this. It's positively sacrilegious. But then women just don't understand port at all." Hugo took the glass from him, noted his verdict on the piece of paper on the table, and handed him the third glass.